even grandest of all the world's buildings can sometimes stem from the smallest of foundations. And when we talk of foundations, we talk about the blocks, the stones, the necessities that allow structure to be placed. And for organizations, for people, the same can be said. For without a firm foundation, that which is placed on top will simply fall down, and therefore need to be rebuilt again. The same can be said for everyone. For without that moment that has shaped a person's pathway, without that stone, without that block, without that foundation, man will simply stumble, will stall, and eventually fall down. For it is not the falling or the stumbling that appears to be the problem. It is simply the fact that time was not taken, consideration was not given to the task in hand. For without these things, how can a foundation be placed, be created, or at least taken to be shared through all of mankind? For with the foundation comes great responsibility, not just to oneself. For those people that we come into contact on a daily basis, whether that be the family member, whether that be the friend or the acquaintance, it's through these people that we can lay these foundations down. But some might argue that through the stumbling or the falling down, there are indeed lessons to be learned. There is indeed wisdom to be taken for every occurrence. But we can simply look at the lessons that have not been accomplished, that have not been understood, that have not been taken for the reality that they are. For if indeed we stop, if indeed we think, if indeed we consider the consequences, then we can have a foundation that will keep ourselves grounded with our feet firmly on the floor and kept narrowly in the correct direction. For the foundation is not just for the one, but for the many. For we can all take a part in the lessons that are handed out freely. For the lessons must be shared, swapped, and given to those who aren't so forward on the pathway as you might be. We've talked previously of understanding and contemplation, and indeed comprehension. But have we taken a moment to find what is within all of these thought patterns, within all of these pieces of wisdom, ideology, for these simply do not come and appear before you. These are the faults, the teachings of the many, that you might simply remember as the one. For it is indeed like a ship that sails along the river. Its construction allows it to float, to sail, to make its journey across the waters. But if we take into consideration the elements that allow the sails to be filled, that allow the journey to be taken in a much quicker period of time, you can understand that the many will assist the one, will assist that progression. You understand that we find the metaphor, we find the symbolism to allow you to understand. For if we gave the wisdom, if we gave you the answers, you will find that there is too much information, there is too much thought. And with these distractions, they will take you away from the pathway you are following. For many of you, you will find that you are like birds, the wings stretched, the feathers preened. For if you take the leap of faith, you might add, and if you soared without regret, without attack on people that may have distracted you or halted your progress, for it is that leap that will take you further. It's that ability to trust, to believe in the joy that can be held. For if we hand you our palms, should you not grab, should you not take them with that faith, with that knowledge, without which your progress will diminish. We find that too much time and effort is given to the message, to the daydream, to the ideal thoughts of the nature of this planet. For if we forget the message, but take a moment to understand its source, for then its destination is easily received, understood, and taken for the meaning in which it is intended. And like a candle with its flame extinguished, we will leave you with those thoughts. But for you, we hope, we anticipate, that those thoughts will lead to new thoughts, to patterns of an understanding that we have planted a seed of. For you, we hope, we pray, we send out those thoughts of compassion. But for you to receive them, we are grateful.